Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. It's not necessarily the most fun topic, but we've got to talk about snakes.
Well, Tony, I know that makes most of us squirm. I just don't like them. But with the weather warming up and summer just around the corner, now seems like a good time to talk about these creatures. You know, there's about 76 different species of snakes in Texas, and really more than 115 if you throw in the subspecies. That makes Texas the state with the most snakes in the country. I understand that this might cause some uneasiness for everybody, but keep in mind only 15% of these snakes are dangerous or are considered venomous.
Which ones do we need to look out for?
Well, venomous snakes can be split into two categories, pit vipers and the coral snake. We've all heard the saying, red touch yellow will kill a fella. That's talking about a coral snake. Pit vipers are the most common type of venomous snakes, and they include copperheads, cottonmouths, and rattlesnakes. It's hard to tell snakes apart, but that's where a good field guide can certainly come in handy. And remember, if you're ever bitten by a snake, you should always seek out medical attention.
How can you avoid them?
Well, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Many people are taking those pictures in the bluebonnet patches, and that's a good place for rattlesnakes to hang out. So watch out around your surroundings, and snake bites are always something to be cautious of, especially when spending time outdoors in summer. Now then, go have some fun.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.